joining me is former Hereford United striker Steve White. Steve, you joined Hereford August 94 from Swindon. Was it an easy decision to come to Edgar Street?
Well, it was. As far as the football club is concerned, I came up there and had a look at the surroundings and that, and met Greg Downs and the chairman, and they sort of sold it to me over dinner, and Greg had his cigar there, and he was smoking away, a pint of beer. My joy here, a friendly little football club, and the chairman and that, they were all around the table. I soon got the notion it was a great little club. I had an opportunity to go to Plymouth at the same time Peter Shilton had been in for me. I'd had serious discussions with him as well. Geographically, from where I lived in Bristol, the easier thing was to go to Hereford. But I was very close to signing for Plymouth at that time. But Hereford, they offered me a 2-year contract, and the terms were quite good. So it made the decision. But the overriding factor was the friendliness of the club, the people of the club, and they made it clear they really wanted me to join their push for promotion.
You had 2 seasons at Hereford. Are there any matches that stick out in the memory for you?
Quite a few, actually. I mean, just talking about Plymouth there, we played in the second season I was there. I scored 3 against them at Edgar Street in the 3-0 victory. That was a sweet hat-trick, and that sort of sticks in the memory. Yeah, that was a great game. Obviously, you had revolved in the playoffs, and unfortunately didn't make it through. I had a great set of lads there. Dean Smith, who's now manager of Brentford, he was a captain, and some good players there. And played a 5-3-2 system, and really enjoyable times.
Towards the end of the 95-96 season, you just went on a real fantastic run of scoring goals from the March onwards. Why do you think that was?
Yeah, I mean, strangely, although I scored a lot of goals in my career, 275 around that figure come the end. Strangely, when I was younger, I don't say naive, but centre forward is a very specialist position, and the most difficult position on the pitch. But you tend to, when you're younger and you have the legs, so to speak, and I had legs, you tend to do a lot more work outside the box sometimes when you can save the energy. But when I was 36, when I came to Hereford, I think between 94 and 96, 36, 37, amazingly, I was still able to get that many goals. I think that was the most goals I scored in one season, 33 in that year. It was just a fantastic year. Everything felt well for me. I had no injuries. But I have this theory now with centre forward players that as you get older, you learn better how to play between the parameters of the 18-yard box, not waste too much energy. And because your legs are not as good as they were, you probably aren't able to give that extra energy. I was always able to finish with my left foot or right foot, not so good in the air, but and hit first time shots and get between people inside that 6-yard box at 12-yard within the penalty area, and I was able to find space. It becomes more instinctive the more games you play as a footballer and in that specialist position. You learn how to work things out. You learn how to save energy, as I've said, and get the better of your opponent.
Did you find that Graham Turner managed you well in that respect?
Yeah, I think a great respect for Graham. All the players have. He's obviously had an excellent stint as manager at various clubs, and Wolverhampton being one. And I think he understood that the older players needed, not quite so much training maybe, and a little more rest, and how to manage us in a way that would get the best out of us and allow us to peak on a Saturday.
Was it a tough decision to move to Cardiff at the end of that season?
Difficult. I mean, they give me a good contract when I went to Hereford, I have to say. And, it was a two-way thing. Hopefully I delivered the goods. I was 38, unbelievably, and still running walking around a football pitch. And so, yeah, I don't think there would have been an offer at Hereford of similar terms, and Cardiff were able to give me a two-year contract. I wanted to still keep playing. I was chasing that three-goal mark, which I didn't quite get to. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and in itself, Cardiff, you know, have always been a great football club and great supporters there. And isn't it good to see them back in the Premier League?
So was it a case of Hereford not wanting you then that summer?
I don't think it was a question of not wanting me. I think, you know, when you're a pro, you're very aware of the fact that it's often the case that players don't stay longer than sort of 2 or 3 years at one club, and you know, it was time to move on, and the situation's changed, don't they, with the manager's thoughts. He wanted younger legs. I mean, I was just about legless by that time. You know, it was very, very difficult to keep up the regime that I had, training regime, when he's 37, 38 years of age. And I think Hereford probably got the best out of me.
At Hereford FC now, there's a striker called John Mills. Do you know much about him?
I've seen him play a couple of times when he was at Didcot, and obviously understand that he's on nose for goals. And well, as I was just explaining before, you know, his ability to get between people in the box, and he's always had good centre forward partners playing with him to take the brunt of it, so to speak. And he's Johnny on the spot, isn't he? And he's got a phenomenal goal scoring record, and long may it continue. He's obviously he knows where the back of the net is.
Hereford FC have made it 3 promotions in a row. Do you still keep up to date with all things Edgar Street?
Well, I think any of your previous clubs you've played for, and I've had 5 or 6 or 7, you know, when you scan down the league tables on a Sunday, the first thing you do is check the ex-clubs you've played for, strangely, and you think, well, yeah, they're doing quite well, or, you know, they could do with a bit of help, And of course, Hereford are one of those clubs that I played for. I have a great love and affection for the football club. The supporters there were brilliant to me when I was a player there, and have great affection for Hereford. And of course, the way Peter Beadle has took them through the last 3 seasons is just phenomenal. His CV is probably one of the best in the country, isn't it? And even though he's operating at a lower level, the principles of management are just the same at that level or any other level. And he has that day-to-day thing with recruitment and, player training the players and making sure the tactics are right and all geared towards the Saturday. So it's no different. I know Peter. I've met him a couple of times. Saw him last year at Bristol Rovers too. And he's done a phenomenal job, and I have to say, you know, he's not above himself, is he? He's some of these people in football nowadays, they get so wrapped up in their own self-importance, I just can't be doing with that. And Peter's certainly not one of those, humble person, and done a fantastic job at Hereford.
You're still involved with football with a little bit of work at Swindon Town. Can you talk through what you do?
Yeah, I'm a match summariser for BBC Wiltshire, and I've covered most of their home games and a number of away games, do about half of their fixtures through the season. And yeah, that takes up a fair bit of my time on Saturdays if we're travelling away. But yeah, it's just quite enjoyable, just keep your hand in. Easy pickings, isn't it? But no doubt one day I feel like returning to football in a more hands-on role, maybe. But the trouble is, when you're my age, your time's running out, and you think, we've all got an ego, haven't we? And we think we can do a job or do a job as good as X, Y, or Z manager. But when you're in the hot seat, sometimes things become difficult. And but always. Always wondering if I should come back into the game in some capacity.